It's Saturday, 18th of July, 8:50 a.m. So, didn't get up till 8 o'clock this morning, but actually that's not strictly true. We were up at 4:30 a.m. to go get ready to go to the car boot this morning. We got up, came into the kitchen. My wife spotted that all three bins, the big bins, were on their backs, as was one of the new fence panels that I put up a while ago, because they've never been properly fixed. I'm waiting on my wife's nephew coming back from holidays to sort everything together. So I'm looking at a big 6 foot by 6 foot fence panel lying on its back. Absolutely wild. They did say we would get strong winds during the night, but at 4:30 this morning it was still blowing in a horrendous gale. We opened both front and back doors, double checked the skies, but it was a wind. So we decided to go back to bed. Just forget it, nothing we can do about it. Yes, the car was fully loaded, but you couldn't sit up and sell and be happy that a car boot went like this. So we thought we made the right decision. So when we got up at just before 8 there, I thought, wait a minute, maybe we could go along now. Maybe it's calmed down. Well, it has calmed down a wee bit, but no way. I've got my big furry hat on that also acts as a wind buff. It is very windy, not breezy, very windy, and when it gusts, it really gusts. There's also, because there's so much cloud in the sky, I can feel it just now, there's also that light, it's not quite drizzle, between nothing and drizzle, what would that be? Spits, yes, spits of rain, and that just, wow. So the decision was made, just forget it. What makes it even worse is that we were ready to go yesterday morning, but we saw the forecast for the morning, so we just forgot about that completely. And if we didn't get Friday, and if we didn't get Saturday, perhaps we'd get Sunday down in the Clyde Valley. But no, Sunday is to be horrendous with rain. So there you go. July has been fantastic. Fantastic in its absence of summer weather. Where is it all gone? If we're getting all this wind and rain, terrible conditions, someone must be complaining that it's unusually hot and dry this summer, isn't it? This July is really hotter and drier than normal. What's going on? Actually, that was a kind of the English accent, but I doubt it would be the English folk that will be saying that issue. They've not fared much better than us. So, broken sleep. But actually, I'm feeling okay. I wasn't at 8 o'clock when I got this morning. I just wanted to. I put it to my wife, are we getting up? Because I was already up, I had to go to the toilet. Are we getting up or am I getting back into bed? No, let's get up. Let's see if we can make something of this day. I thought that's a good decision. But if she said to me, no, just get back into bed, we'll have another hour or so, I would have to jump back in, pull the sheets. We don't have sheets now in our house, it's not duvets. Anyway, so there I go. Three ruined opportunities of a car boot. Anyway, it's not all about carbs. Life's not all about carbs, is it? But then again, car boots for us has become a social occasion, social event, if you like, maybe not so much occasion, a social event, where you, locally here anyway, we meet the people we've got to know and become friends with who are also sellers, whether they're traders or car booters ourselves, or the people that you know in the town who come around, or the incomers from the surrounding towns who you get to know eventually. Yeah. So it's a social event. So it's not just about it being a car boot. I'm a wee blue tit. Ah, if you want to say, ah, say it now. There's a baby blue tit right in front of me. Ah, oh my God, it's so tiny. Not. Got its plumage, but it's not the full colours. God, I thought it was going to fly just onto my shoulder there. Ah, that would have been magical. Yeah, but it wouldn't have happened, but it would have been magical. What was it about babies? Anyway, so I have a fence panel to place back into position and shore up once again. I doubt I'll get the grass cut today unless, even with the wind, there's no rain, then I will get the chance. Other than that, I'm feeling okay. As I said, I wasn't feeling so hot at 8 o'clock, but I'm feeling fine now. I am feeling diddly, whatever that means. I feel sorry for people who are on holiday. This is what we call the Glasgow Fair. It began on Friday, yesterday. The Glasgow Fair fortnight, the Edinburgh Fair fortnight, which is the first 2 weeks of July, ended. It will end today. People coming home. And the Glasgow Fair started yesterday, Friday. It will end 2 weeks today. And the Edinburgh people, if they've stayed in this country, won't have had very good holiday weather-wise, and it's not changed. You know, there used to be years ago, there was a sort of a phase where the Edinburgh Fair fortnight got bad weather, and almost to the day, you know, to the Fair Friday morning, the weather broke, and the Glasgow Fair people got great weather. No, it's true, I remember it well. We used to talk about it. Poor old Edinburgh Fair folk. Again, actually, we're not particularly bothered about the Edinburgh people. They're snooty. They're not all snooty, but. And we are, you know, most people say that about Edinburgh people. If you collapsed on the streets of Princes Street, if you suddenly collapsed amongst the throngs of people shopping, passers-by, you'd be left. They'd walk around you or step over you. I ain't kidding. That's the truth. I may be exaggerating a wee bit, but it's pretty much the truth. If you collapsed in one of the streets, busy streets in Edinburgh, in Glasgow, there'd be a whole horde of people would come to your aid. Honestly, that's the truth. They would come to your aid and help you. And they would do everything they could. They would offer to take you to their home and make you a cup of tea to you around your feet, or they would do anything for you. It's true. That's why we have a saying here that West is best. So, how did I get here from? So yes, so when the Edinburgh Fair people got bad weather, we weren't too bothered. But when it broke on the Fair Friday, Glasgow Fair Friday, and then they got good weather for a couple of weeks, we said, "Great on, the Glasgow folk got it good." But they're not getting it good now. Yesterday bad, today terrible, tomorrow horrendous. It's all gone, it's all gone, the summer's gone. Who stole the summer? Who stole the summer? Right, we'll be in for a heat. I think my wife is making. It is rain on now. Oh God, wait till I tell her that. Wow, that wasn't forecast. Even my Blue Sky app, unless it's updated itself, well, I only checked it this morning. But half hours. It said to be very breezy and then breezy but overcast. But obviously, now it's raining. Oh God. I think my wife had a kick in the window. She's not there, she's drying her hair in the bedroom. Yes, the frying pan's out and the plates, the big plates are out. So it's bacon, egg and beans with toast this morning. That beats boiled eggs any day.